From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last year, Tarina Sauer was a patient at St. Alphonsus Hospital. Despite taking all of the necessary precautions, she caught COVID-19 and pneumonia. So struggling to breathe, she was admitted to the intensive care unit, unsure if she would leave there because she was concerned that she would die. Well, she did live, and just a few months ago, she returned to St. Alphonsus, not as a patient, but as a visitor. She had come back to show her appreciation to her care team with a gift. It's a piece of art portraying the Tree of Life. We are so pleased to have Tarina here today, along with her doctor, Dr. Joshua Holweger, who was a member of her care team. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Tarina, can I start with you? What a heartwarming story. Can you take us back to your time at St. Alphonsus? I mean, tell us, why was it so important for you to thank your staff and to thank the staff in the way you did?
Well, one of the main things is, even though I'm disabled now, I've always been in healthcare myself, and so I know there's not a lot of recognition. And so I just wanted to show the care team how much I cared about them for what they gave back to me.
Mm-hmm. Because Tarina, this was a battle for you. Take us back to that time. I mean, what do you remember from your time in the hospital?
I remember being surrounded by a bunch of physicians, I believe. Well, of course, I was terrified I wasn't going to live. I couldn't breathe. And I remember hearing them talking about putting me on a ventilator, which terrified me even more. I refused the ventilator. And I don't remember a lot after that.
And so what do you remember from that point? I mean, because you did end up coming out on the other side and being able to go home. Did you have this moment of knowing, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to make it out of this hospital alive?
Yes. When I was moving in stages to different floors, that meant that I was getting better, which was encouraging. And then I was sent to rehabilitation, which was a huge encouragement. And then I was able to go home after some time.
Dr. Holweger, what's it like for you and your staff to have patients like Tarina come in who have taken all of the necessary precautions and yet still got COVID? I mean, you know, 2.5 years later, you know, you, I think, as staff have also suffered so much trauma.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a commentary that exists there with those of us that went through this time with our patients. And that time, you know, we were all just doing the very best that we could. And it was, you know, I saw Ms. Sauer in basically the height of our Delta surge. You know, it wasn't an uncommon, you know, call to get. Like, we've got someone who's on the floor who's just doing worse from an oxygen perspective, and she's got to come to the ICU. And as the critical care doctor, you know, you're just like, wow, this is, you know, this lady's not doing so good. And I don't know where this is going to go. And, you know, and it was a hard time for us. It was a hard time for patients. You know, they weren't able to have people at the bedside at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, you know, communicating through things like their phones or our iPads and things. And, you know, and then like Ms. Sauer was saying, like, you know, it was, there's not a lot that she remembers because she was quite ill. So, and right. That's the way the human brain kind of does. It kind of shuts off some of that stuff, thankfully. You know, I'm glad that we didn't need to have to put her on a breathing machine. You know, she turned around with the amount of oxygen that she needed at a severe level relatively quickly. And so that was one of those things that you hoped you would see in these patients when they came. And it was, I guess I want to put this, it was awful when that didn't occur, because you knew things were moving in a direction where, you know, you may not be able to do much more to help them.
Yeah. So Dr. Holweger, what was it like then to have Tarina return, right? And to see her outside of being a patient, but then to also to present the staff with a gift like this.
You can't really put into words how much it meant to us, and you know, and to see that the beautiful you know, tree there on the wall of our ICU. Unfortunately, that day I was busy, you know, taking care of patients over in Nampa, and I was not able to come back over for the ceremony. But you know, it means just it really means the world to us, you know, to have someone just recognize that. You know, there was a a narrative during the pandemic that we were all like heroes, and none of us really wanted to be recognized as heroes. We were doing what we were supposed to do, what we had signed up to do. Mm-hmm. But to have someone come through and just say, hey, here's this thing, this gratitude for, you know, what you guys did and the hard work and everything you went through, it means a lot to us. It means the world. And I just really appreciate Tarina having done this for us.
And Tarina, why did you decide to choose the Tree of Life as a gift? I mean, it is a beautiful symbol, of course.
Well, I chose it because I felt like, personally, as a patient, like my tree was disappearing. And they gave me back my Tree of Life.
That is beautiful, Tarina. I mean, truly beautiful. You said you are disabled after this, Tarina. How are you doing health-wise? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I have some issues, but I'm a COVID long hauler. I still have some issues with breathing. Nothing like before. I do have heart issues, but that, I guess, is to be expected.
Well, what a good attitude you have, and what a lovely, lovely thing you did for the staff at St. Alphonsus, because, man, did our medical care providers and our hospitals truly, in every sense of the word, work overtime to do their best to provide the best care possible. And what a good outcome for you, Tarina. I thank both of you for coming on today and sharing this story with us. Really, really appreciate something that's uplifting in particular in the week that we have been having here in Idaho. So thank you both.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.